Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 7, 1806. High winds and big bears. Lewis and party are moving on down the Missouri at a good pace. They're seeing lots of bears. Yesterday they killed one that measured over 9 feet. Today they arrive at a point near the confluence with the Yellowstone to find a note left by Captain Clark. Captain Lewis writes,
"It began to rain about midnight and continued with but little intermission until 10 a.m. today. The air was cold and extremely unpleasant. Set out early, resolving, if possible, to reach the Yellowstone River today, which was at the distance of 83 miles from our encampment of last evening. At 4 p.m. we arrived at the entrance of the Yellowstone River. I landed at the point and found that Captain Clark had been encamped at this place and, from an appearance, had left it about 7 or 8 days. I found a paper on a pole at the point which merely contained my name in the hand of Captain Clark. We also found the remnant of a note which had been attached to a piece of elk's horn in the camp. From this fragment, I learned that game was scarce at the point and mosquitoes troublesome, which were the reasons given for his going on. I also learned that he intended halting a few miles below where he intended waiting my arrival. I now wrote a note directed to Coulter and Collins, provided they were behind, ordering them to come on without loss of time. This note I wrapped in leather and attached to the same pole which Captain Clark had planted at the point. Captain Meriwether Lewis, August 7, 1806.
Lewis proceeded on down the river in hopes of finding Clark's camp, but was detained by a large herd of buffalo crossing the river. Captain Clark writes about his day. Very little excitement, and no mosquitoes.
"Some hard rain this morning after daylight, which wet us all. I formed a sort of camp and delayed until 11 a.m., when it stopped raining for a short time. I directed everything to be put on board and proceeded on down. The rain continued at intervals all day, though not hard. In the evening saw a bear on the bank, but could not get a shot at it. At 6 p.m. I landed on a sandbar on the south side and camped. Soon after we landed, the wind blew very hard for about 2 hours, when it lulled a little. The air was extremely clear and cold, and not a mosquito to be seen, which is a joyful circumstance to the party. Captain William Clark, August 7, 1806.
The site of this camp, where Clark remained until August 9, is difficult to locate. It must have been above Tobacco Creek in McKenzie County, North Dakota, a spot now underwater behind the Garrison Dam. Tomorrow, Sergeant Pryor arrives.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.